All right, Colt Nichols, 12th place tonight, Salt Lake City. Kind of like where your sweet spot was for most of the season. And honestly, tonight, I think everyone, it was a little lack of intensity from all you guys, a little bit.
I would... Will is saying no interviews. He's my agent right now. So.
Will's leaving you. Will is leaving you. How do you feel about that?
That's facts. I'm actually, honestly, I about shed a tear just a second ago. I said, Will, it's been a fun run the past few years. Now I'm very sad.
Honestly, though, it is sad.
Times are changing. Things are going to look different in a few months. But obviously, we're a lot more than just trainer, rider. We're really good friends away from all this. So nothing will change. He just won't be wearing a Colt Nichols shirt anymore. Probably wearing a Star shirt, you know what I mean? But
I wonder if he's going to become more of a jerk off over at Star, because that sometimes, you know, that attitude's over there. Like, it's, you know.
Sometimes you got to have that, you know what I mean? Like, Steve comes up and he's wearing a Star shirt and he's like, bro, fuck off. I got shit to do. I got stuff to do. Yeah, there's more than likely. But yeah, back to what you were saying at the beginning. I was, that seemed to be my sweet spot, unfortunately. Good start, bad start. Crash, no crash. Right. It was just, yeah. I was like, I don't know, I'm getting pissed off about it.
You got a 10th earlier this year? Did you get a 10th? 11?
Eight. It just in the mud, and then after that, 11s, 12s, 13s. Right. It was just really, I don't know what the hell the deal was, you know. But yeah,
don't take this the wrong way. It's maybe a dick thing to say, but I feel like we have a good enough relationship to say this. We were talking about you on one of our shows, and we're like, dude, he's kind of invisible because he doesn't get a start where he's up front, and you're like, oh, look at Colt Nichols. But then also, if you're buried in the back, you go, oh, look, Colt got 12th from 20th or whatever, and we never see you. So don't take that the wrong way.
No,
but
it's honestly frustrating, and I feel bad for these guys too. I mean, the team, everybody, like, I want to try and bring these guys more exposure, and you do that by getting out front and getting good starts, and I've literally been in no man's land. There's been so many races this year where the group in front of me was gone, and I passed the whole group behind me, and I'm just, like, sick. I'm completely by myself. So it's been a frustrating season in a lot of sense, but on the other side, I've never made a full season. I mean, I barely made them on 250. So for me to, like, make this full season, I'm like, dude, that was a big goal for me. So I was like, dude, that was huge. I've never done that before. So to end Salt Lake, full season under my belt in the 450 class, I'm honestly stoked. It's cool.
Now, honestly, you got this idiot as a trainer, but did you notice 17 like catching up to you? And like, because you said you've never really done it, did you notice that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it was different this year for everybody because of the big East Coast swing and being on the West Coast, but after like 13 to 14, I was like, wow, like it's kind of hitting me. You know, like I need a break. Like after one of the races, we didn't ride at all during the week and tried to just kind of get recovered a little bit. But yeah, dude, it's tough. Yeah. Like it is fucking hard. Like, that's probably the most underestimated spot of or part of the sport is just that grind. It's fucking hard.
Yeah, you really think about it when you look at a Chase or a Coop who have to absolutely be on their fucking A game every single week. It's so gnarly.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable, honestly. I mean, the fact that they have that much intensity through 17 races, take a break, then do it again. I mean, it's nuts, dude. It's tough.
How do you feel about outdoors?
I'm actually excited. Same thing. I've only raced 3 outdoors on a 450, so we don't know what's going to happen. So I am excited, though. We've been kind of trying to work on the bike and get it in the sweet spot, and I'm happy. I mean, it's fun. I'm excited to be doing all of them, and you know, we'll see after a few rounds in. But as of right now, I'm excited and looking forward to it.
How much is it like LCQ, SMX stuff? You were in the LCQs last year. How much of SMX money and that little 3-race thing do you keep in as a goal, as a cherry at the end of this thing, as far as like, hey, it is real money and you got to score points and do well?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. Last year, I mean, obviously going to the LCQ and missing it at Vegas, that cost me like 35-40 grand. So that was super sick. And so this year I was like, I do not want to be in that position. And obviously the year I did it on the Cowie, I got 10th or 8th overall and made some really, really good money. So for me, that's huge. I mean, that was more money than I made all year doing anything else. So that's what I want to try and do again this year. And I seem to ride those tracks really well. Even on this bike last year. So I look forward to those races. I think they'll be fun. That's the biggest goal for me, get to those races and then try and hammer down.
All right, cool, man. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.